Two pillars of light simulating the World Trade Towers rose into the sky in New York City last night. The tribute in light is a temporary memorial to the victims of the September 11th attacks. The 88 intense search beams were arrayed side by side into towering squares of light, which were visible from dusk until 11 p.m., NPR's Margo Adler reports.
Jerry Williams stands in Washington Square Park and looks north and south. To the north, the Empire State Building glows red, white, and blue. To the south, two beams of light soar upward, taller than the World Trade Center ever was.
I'm enjoying it from here, and I think it was a great thing.
The tribute in light had its share of controversy. I know, says Williams, looking at the beams, that some people think the money donated for this should have been given to the families instead. But he says,
oh, geez, just let the light shine, you know?
The installation came about through the effort of six designers and artists. Kent Barwick is president of the Municipal Art Society, the primary sponsor of the memorial.
The concept is simple, which is why I think it's so strong and people react so positively to it. The execution requires bringing lamp fixtures from out west, from Italy. The bulbs themselves are very, very expensive. The technical complexities are daunting.
Even more complex were the social and political negotiations. The families wanted the name to emphasize the victims, not the buildings. Residents wanted their privacy respected. And the Audubon Society expressed concern that these lights would disrupt the spring migration of birds over the Atlantic Flyway. Over the years, the lights of the World Trade Center had attracted thousands of birds to their death. Marcia Fowl is president of the New York City Audubon Society.
It's the light that attracts the birds, and they could get caught into the light or swirling around it and just fall from exhaustion. Because if these lights are on for 6:30 to 11, that's a long time to be flying around in a frenzy.
So the Audubon Society erected a camera to monitor the beams, and they can make a phone call and have the beams turned off if a large group of birds is migrating. The Federal Aviation Administration demanded that the lights could also be turned off in certain weather conditions. After these details were worked out, the pillars of light were turned on last evening to the strains of America the Beautiful. They were lit by a 12-year-old girl whose father has still not been found in the rubble of the World Trade Center. Although the ceremony took place near the site, like fireworks, the best views were farther away. In Union Square, as skateboarders did tricks on the steps, a group of peace vigilers who have lit candles on every 11th since 9/11 looked at the lights, which from this vantage point seemed a bit spindly. Robert Kalinske said you could get a better view if you went farther east or west.
We're standing in Union Square, right on the spot of the memorial, and no, when you look at the twin towers of light, you can only see one pretty much from this angle.
It's one blurred, it looks like a ray gun.
But a half a mile away, in a more reflective and less light-filled setting, Washington Square Park, the feeling was meditative. Sitting near the fountain, now dry for the winter, Ron Sharp and Andrew Stevens sit quietly.
It's ethereal, it's beautiful, I hope it's permanent.
It can't be knocked down.
That's good. It can't be knocked down. I don't know. It almost looks like them. It really almost looks like them.
Although it's taller, isn't
it's
it?
It's much taller. I like how it goes all the way up and hits wherever the clouds, the ceiling of the clouds is.
It's still unclear what permanent memorial will be built to honor those who died at the World Trade Center. This tribute will last just over a month, and it will end before spring migration reaches its peak. Margo Adler, NPR News, New York.